Good morning. Welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host, as always, David Calvert. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day. Listen to what this guy has to say. I apologize for the voice. Tuesday afternoon, I really started feeling like under the weather. I did my interview with Paula, which aired yesterday morning. And then yesterday morning, I actually took time off work, which nearly never happens. I'm rarely ever so sick where I don't feel like I can come to work. But I was running a fever. I was like, okay, I'm contagious. So I really don't want to go in there and potentially get my coworker sick just because I don't generally call in sick from work. And it's probably for the best anyway because I felt really, really rough. I was in bad shape. Definitely would not have been in the mood to work. I was barely in the mood to be out of bed because I was freezing. From the fever, I felt like I was freezing. And, I don't know how I would have handled, not having somewhere where I could just pull a cover up over me and lie down. So it was definitely for the best that I didn't go in. And I'm not one of those people who goes into work and like, oh, well, I'm sick, but I don't care. So if you guys get sick, that's not my problem. I'm not one of those jerks that does that type of stuff either. So knowing that I was potentially contagious, running a fever, I was like, no, let's not. Fever started to break last night, finally. It went kind of in and out throughout the day, and had the weirdest dream, and I probably, at the end of the day, should have, set up a camera or something so I could have seen if I did this, because I feel like I had this weird dream where somehow or another, couple of people and myself had actually figured out how to look at things through different dimensions, so we could actually shift dimensions and see things. So we were, helping out to try and solve some of the mysteries of the world, things that we just weren't really sure about because, in our normal circumstances, we have our scientific tests and we have our theories and we have our eyes and our senses and we can kind of hypothesize what life would have been like or how things would have worked. But when they found out that we actually could look at things through a different dimensional lens, they were asked to come in and actually help with stuff. Because it's just the weirdest thing. Reality can be bent around us. So, I remember at one point in a dream needing a car and walked over and reached for a handle or something and pulled it and shifted it and turned it into a car. And then when I didn't need it anymore, it became a floor for a building. But the reason why I said I kind of wish I would have set up a camera is I felt like I had to keep getting up throughout the night to get glasses of water. And to be honest, I don't know if I actually did that or not because the dream was so vivid and so realistic that I don't know if I was actually at any point awake to get the glasses of water. So I don't know. Because when my alarm went off at 4:30 this morning, even though I felt like I was awake and I appeared to myself, I thought I was actually awake. I actually woke up, and I was like, wait a second, that's weird. Wasn't I awake already? And apparently I either wasn't or I was so dazed and confused from the, because I had taken cough medicine. I don't like taking medicine. So I had taken some pretty serious, like, cold and flu, fever reducer, you know, stuff. Had some pretty serious sinus drainage. So, you know, I was definitely, you know, still coming off the effects of the cough medicine and all that. So I don't know if I was actually awake and my dream was just so realistic that I thought I'd been awake, or if I, you know, had actually dreamt the whole thing and I never actually left the bedroom. So it's very, very unusual, you know, dream. And, you know, definitely an unusual ending, because, like I said, I could have sworn I was awake, but apparently I wasn't. Or wasn't awake in the sense that I thought I was awake, or perhaps the final vestiges of the dream world were falling off because something had pierced my consciousness. My alarm clock, you know, so not really sure how that all worked out. But it was certainly interesting because it was weird. Because apparently whatever it was, I could actually shift, even though I was helping people in different parts of the world. I was, you know, shifting the reality around to the point where I was actually still, I guess, at home. So I'd lay down in bed and, like, I could actually, you know, travel and go to all these different places and not actually leave. You know, it'd be like John Carter, where his body, or for those of you who might not have seen the movie, if you've read the book, The Princess of Mars, where his body was still on Earth, but he had been sort of, like, faxed to Mars, so a copy of him had been made and sent to Mars to live there. So something like that, in a way. So it definitely borrowed from a lot of different science fiction. You know, there were elements of, like, Doctor Strange, there were elements of Inception, there were elements of John Carter, you know, and then, like, the Da Vinci Code, in a way, you know, because there were all these artifacts and things that we were figuring out and seeing things on that nobody else could see, and solving these mysteries of human history. And so, yeah, it was very, very interesting dream, and very vivid, very real. And yeah, so definitely want to share that one, get that on tape, yeah, so I can come back and listen to it later. Maybe I'll try and implement some of those things in my dream into a future book. We'll see. So, but yeah, right now I'm just mostly focused on getting everything prepared for, you know, my book signing, you know, book set up at the convention center. I'll be there for 2 days. Hoping to sell all 100 or so copies of my book that I've got, and or at least enough to pay for the space that I purchased, nothing else. And yeah, so I'm super excited about that. I'm trying to get all that squared away. I gotta ask, see if my mom, because she used to do craft shows, as I mentioned, see if she's got a tablecloth that I can borrow. If not, I'll have to go buy one for the table that I'll have. And then I'll need, probably ask my sister if she can come by Friday to kind of relieve me so I can go run and grab lunch and do that. So, yeah, that's super exciting. That'll be the, you know, next Friday and Saturday. Not tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, but the Friday and Saturday after this Friday and Saturday. And yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And get the book out in more people's hands. And so they can all experience what Tariq experienced when he saw the cliffhanger at the end of the book. I definitely tried to keep it cliffy and keep people wanting the next one, which I hope to have toned and tuned my my writing style to the point where it's, you know, more succinct and not expositionalized so much, which I've written a lot of books since then. So yeah, that was my first book I wrote, so hopefully as I go, I'll tune that, fine tune that skill, and then you know, have the sequel out hopefully early next year, and that'd be cool, because I am excited to keep writing. I just need to get through this and get my next book out, because I feel like I'm kind of in like limbo right now. I don't really want to get big into, you know, trying to write a book and then I have to stop for this, so I've kind of taken a break from writing my book Beyond the Wall, and yeah, we'll kind of see how that goes when I get, probably by the end of this month, I'll be to a point where I can actually, you know, just write and, you know, not have anything else scheduled unless something comes up. But right now, as it stands, that's my last really big thing, is this book event at the convention center, you know, at the Digital Forest for the 9th Annual Charlotte Black Film Festival. And yeah, so, and of course my 10th book launch, which I'm co-authoring with Robert Kelly, and we're just waiting on the book to get back from my editor, and the foreword to be finished. Last I heard, Jake Melton's still tuning that up and getting it cleaned up and ready for us, so I figure in a week or two that all should be ready, and we'll go from there. So yeah. Anyway, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for taking that time to tune into the show. I'm going to keep trying to bring you guys stellar and really fun, incredible, and cool interviews as I meet people, as I find people, as people approach me, and go from there. See how it all pans out. And hopefully tomorrow my voice will be in better shape, so that'll be awesome. Definitely looking forward to that, because it's just not any fun sitting here constantly having to clear my throat, and you know, as I'm trying to talk and record out this episode. I tried to do it yesterday evening and just could not do it. So I was like, okay, let's try it when I leave for work, like when I normally record them, and see how that goes. And my voice isn't much better, so it is what it is. But yeah, so with that being said, as always, Car Thoughts out.
Tatter Beans is a different type of coffee company. We give back directly to veterans, active duty military, and first responders. Hi, I'm Jason Jean, the founder of Tattered Beans, and I'm here to tell you that Tattered Beans is making a difference directly in the lives of those who lay their lives on the line for our freedoms. Find out more about our mission and how to purchase some amazing coffee at tatteredbeans.com. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.